Just come back from a delicious Thai dinner. Was going to play some Mario Kart, but I guess that'll be postponed now.
Mario Kart by yourself or with the wife?
With the wife. Brian was like, let's race, bitch. I was like, yep, okay. That's not literally what she said.
So we saved you from that humiliation?
merely postponed.
Okay.
You were, a temporary reprieve.
You were
when you
saved you from having to bump the handicap up multiple times.
When you sent the response to my text, finally, I was like 5 seconds away from texting hitting send on a text to Brianne asking if you were okay.
Nope. I literally told everyone and then did not put it in my calendar and looked at my calendar and went, oh, I got a free night. All right. Good job, me. Good scheduling. So anyway, this is still the Gobeski Wallace Report. Even if I'm a little late, I'm Adam Gobeski.
And I'm Charlie Wallace. We've got two guests tonight. We've got Doug Gobeski.
Hello. I was almost upgraded from guest to co-host, but Adam showed up in the nick of time.
And Paul Wilcox.
It's great to be here.
I'm perfectly willing to temporarily cede my hosting duties to Doug if it would engender content.
I don't know if it would. Would it? Let's try it.
It'll engender about 30 seconds to do the intro.
All right.
Go for it.
Hello and welcome to another... Oh, you... Fine. You do it. You do it.
See, he's already knows how it works.
Hello and welcome to the Gobeski Wallace Report. I'm your new co-host, Doug Gobeski.
And as always, I'm Charlie Wallace. We have two guests with us tonight. We have Paul Wilcox.
Great to be here for the first time.
And Adam Gobeski.
Thanks for having me. I'm a third-time caller, long-time listener.
This is your third guesting spot? You may have done this a few times.
Well, let's see. There's the one where Kara and Brianne hosted. Right, maybe this is a second.
There's a second time for everything, as they say.
Except death.
Oh.
Wait, but what if somebody dies on the operating table and then the doctors bring them back? And then they die 20 years later.
You got me.
You only die twice. For everything.
Yeah, is that a James Bond movie? You only die twice?
It's close enough. I think the technical title is No Time to Die Twice.
But we got time to die once. None of this twice business.
Tomorrow never no time to die
twice. With the golden gun.
Someone's got to have made the full James Bond mashup title like that, right?
I don't know how full it gets, but I'm sure that exists.
It's the kind of thing you could ask an LLM and it would do a really weird job of it, probably.
It's probably true, but since we've outlawed LLMs on this podcast, it's my understanding. That's what the hosts told me. Kevin and Charlie, I think, were the two main culprits.
And Adam, how's Brianne doing with the news of the Buffy reboot being axed?
She's much more upset about the fact, this is true, by the way, that Nicholas Brendon has died.
Oh, wait, just like now?
Who is that?
He played Xander on Buffy. He was 54, died of natural causes, according to this release from about 15 minutes ago. Oh. Jason texted me the news.
Wow.
What? Dang.
Sorry to bring down the mood.
No, that's
as far as the Buffy reboot goes, I'm not sure she was ever aware of it. So,
okay.
She does not follow pop culture news with any degree of regularity unless it happens to show up amidst all the cats on the Instagram Reels feature.
I see.
Ooh, does she follow Uni?
What's Uni?
The Japanese minuet cat.
Brianne, they want to know if you follow Uni, the Japanese minuet cat, on Instagram Reels.
No, but I think I should.
You definitely should. It is one of the... I only follow 30 accounts or so on Twitter, and half of them haven't posted in years. But one of the accounts that I do follow is Uni.
How do you spell that?
U-N-I.
U-N-I.
The... Uni. Well, Uni. No, it's Uni.
Uni, sorry.
So, the Twitter handle is Unico Uni3.
Started it back in 2006.
What are you looking at every single night?
Facebook.
That's the same company. Well, the ones who chose a name based on an idea that they're shutting down. Meta. Being performative for the podcast. I'm not actually mad or anything.
I saw that. Somebody said they're shutting it down and the whole metaverse idea didn't really have legs.
No, hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
It wasn't my joke. It was just a joke I saw online.
It's a pretty good one.
I genuinely don't understand. Like, do we have a post-mortem on the metaverse, like, to understand where the money went? Like, why does it look worse than a video game that you could make for, like, $2 million when they spent billions on it?
Speaking purely out of my butt here, I have no actual information. I've never bothered to look. But I'm going to guess they hired a bunch of people who don't really do video game development. They probably hired some who do and then either shouted them down or fired them or both. So the money went nowhere and they were way too ambitious. You know, the standard story for these kind of things.
I will say this. I've used the Quest 3 headset for research. Like, not my research, but it was somebody else's that I was helping with. And that thing is actually pretty darn spiffy. So maybe that's where the money went.
Maybe.
It is good hardware, I hear. Like, that's what, you know.
It's just got such a toxic name attached to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just kind of assumed it was a springtime for Hitler situation. Like, they're shuffling money around, doing tax write-offs.
Let's talk for a minute about what you think the producers is about.
Yeah, actually. How old were you when you saw that movie?
Wasn't it like they wanted... Okay, let me see if I could get this right. They wanted it to fail because they could get a bunch of people to back it, pocket the money, make it for cheap, and then immediately get it canceled, right?
Meaning that the people who invested get no returns on their investment because it's a flop.
Oh, whereas I guess that doesn't quite work here.
They've sold them a piece of the profits, basically.
Yes, and they have in fact oversold the profits.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since I've seen it.
It only works if there's no profits. If there's any profits, you owe each dollar to like a dozen people.
I chose the wrong
math. Won't math.
I chose the wrong show, the wrong director, the wrong star. Where did I go right?
I was thinking more along the lines of intentionally failing and not putting as much money as you said you did into it, and then tax writing it off. I'm sure it's all
no.
I was kind of thinking that there was such a deep and untractable web of subcontractors that a lot of subcontractors had the same contract like three times when the tree came back together. One guy's getting like three paychecks, you know.
So basically, they were supporting the economy.
Yeah, I mean, that's when I see that it's all wasted. I'm like, someone spent that money somewhere, you know. Money doesn't just disappear, you know. So.
Well, just got to get that bag. Is that what people say?
Yeah, you got to get yours, right?
Yeah.
You got to cradle the ball bag.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're a professional bowler and you got your own bag for your bowling ball.
You got the little
I just run
little sling thing where you go, on it, you know.
Does he cradle the ball bag in Knuckles? By the way, if you haven't seen the TV show Knuckles, it is in a very large part about bowling, the sport.
Really?
Oh, wow.
It is.
Does he ever say...
I don't watch it so much.
Yeah.
That's really
does he ever go, who do you think you are? I am?
That's a classic.
Obviously, I got the cadence. I screwed up the delivery, but you know what I mean, though.
We can edit out the tiny space a little bit, right?
Who do you think you are? I am. But you know what I mean, though, right, Adam?
If it wasn't in Knuckles, I don't know.
Knuckles based.
Well, I guess if he doesn't know it, and we're asking if it's in Knuckles, that in a roundabout fashion answers my question.
Is this a Kingpin reference?
You only like took in media that you could plug into Sonic and Knuckles.
It's not a Big Lebowski reference, and therefore it must be Kingpin because I haven't seen it.
No, it's literally like it's a clip of an actual bowling tournament, like
oh,
World bowling championship.
Oh, this is a meme.
Like classic viral video. Like
I feel better about this.
Probably now. Like mid 2000, like later 2000s, maybe something like that.
Yeah, like if I had to guess, I would say probably like somewhere between 2009 and 2011.
Well, I'm glad we have some content for the blog. That
unfortunately, there's no way
to put together.
There's no way to verify this.
2012 U.S. Open.
Oh, I was so close,
but
so wrong.
To get back to Paul's point, I treat all media now like lock-on technology.
I mean, you could probably get with enough ingenuity, you could create the ultimate tower to really get any kind of information through Sonic and Knuckles.
No, I think Adam's finally come up with a good use for generative video AI stuff.
Can I ask a question that maybe has already been asked, but I don't know the answer?
Yes, go ahead.
Has anyone ever tried to lock on Sonic and Knuckles to Sonic and Knuckles?
I feel like I've seen at least a dozen clickbait thumbnails about this, and I'm sure I clicked on it every time. I don't remember.
Like, what's Sonic and Knuckles and Knuckles?
Oops, all tails.
See, if that were the case, I bet I would have heard of that. Sonic and Knuckles lock on. Oh, here we go. So for most of them, right, like, the way it would work is, like, there'd be a handful that would unlock, like, the bonus levels, but most of them, I think, would just give you, like, a message that said, like, hey, that doesn't work.
Oh, okay. So they could have given, like, some kind of...
Here we go.
Like, maybe it is.
1 year ago on Reddit, I thought of this while lock-onning all my Genesis games onto Sonic and Knuckles. Can I buy a bunch of copies of SNK and lock them all together to create a Sonic the Hedgehog Tower of Babel? Please tell me, I need to know. And somebody says, yes and no. A Sonic and Knuckles cartridge will lock on with a Sonic and Knuckles cartridge just fine. All it does is play Sonic and Knuckles, of course. The more cartridges you add, the more it stresses the stack, because the Genesis can't read that much data. It eventually gets very buggy and displays more glitches than proper graphics. And OP says, that's exactly the answer I wanted. Thank you.
Hmm. Now I really need to see a video of this.
Well, there's a link of someone who appears to have stacked, like, what is this, like 20 copies together? Like there's so many that it's not straight. It kind of wavers like a snake.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. That's actually not what I thought would happen. That's interesting. I literally thought it would just treat it like any other cartridge. But no, I guess it treats it as Sonic and Knuckles.
So wait, what happens when you plug in a game that's not a Sonic game into Sonic and Knuckles?
Either it's just like a message that says like, hey, this doesn't work. Or it's like... just operates like a bonus zone or the blue sphere game, basically.
Oh, so it's basically just Sonic 2 and Sonic 3 that it actually works with.
Yeah.
I don't remember what Sonic 1 did, but I think maybe it was the blue sphere thing you're talking about. Whatever it did, it was not impressive. Anyway, I don't ever want to learn how Sonic and Knuckles actually works because I want that to just be, you know, remain magical. What were we talking about before we
got bowling
Sonic and
before? Yeah.
You're the host, you telling us.
I was gonna say, I found it amusing how Doug wants that to remain magical, but before we started recording, he was talking very in depth about radio technology.
Yeah.
And how it works.
Yeah.
Analog to digital converters.
Yeah. I mean, I am an engineer. I do kind of need to know some of that stuff, Charlie.
But you just pick certain things to wall off.
Just not the lock-on tech.
Yeah, yeah. Just recording data for my experiments, but passing it through Sonic and Knuckles on its way to the DAC.
I'd love if you just casually slipped that into the paper that you write. Just to see who's just like, what?
Like in the methods section?
Yeah, exactly.
I know exactly where you'd put it, too, because the compact DAC we have has plug-in modules. You would just plug Sonic and Knuckles into the DAC, and then you would plug in your analog recording module into Sonic and Knuckles.
Or you could just not even reference it in the article and just have it an unreferenced figure.
But in the photo?
Yes, exactly.
In the diagram?
So you see it there, but it's...
Oh, okay.
I wonder if peer review would catch that.
Sometimes.
So I'm in a community theater show. I don't know if I've mentioned this yet on the podcast.
It depends which show. I don't think this one.
This is called The Coconuts.
Oh, yeah. You've not mentioned that on the show.
Okay. What does "oh, yeah" mean to you?
Oh, the Marx Brothers. Although you had told us that, I think, in a text at some point.
I see. So, yeah. I'm living out my childhood dream of being a Marx Brother. I'm Chico. This is where all you, you all make impressed sounds.
It's one of my top three.
Paul?
One is he? Is he? Like, what does he look like now that I'm looking at pictures of the Marx Brothers?
He's got the, like, rounded hat. It's like got, like, a tight jacket. He speaks in an fake Italian accent.
He
plays the piano.
I can see it.
Okay.
I can really see it.
Do you get to do the accent then?
I do. I have no idea how well I'm doing. But I was rewatching it, and it's like, he doesn't actually use the accent that much either. So I feel like I'm doing fine here.
So you're doing an accent that is of a bad accent. That almost sounds like harder than doing a normal bad accent.
Really? Does not sound, it sounds way easier to me.
It's like if you plugged in four Sonic and Knuckles cartridges, and then on the top you plugged in like the Italian accent. Like it just gets filtered through. Starts to slow down, you get some glitches. Basically just say like that's a good a lot.
All of my fake Italian accents are always just filtered through Mario 64, so
I mean, I think I decided at some point that most of mine are probably filtered through Chico. So
perfect.
I feel like I'm doing all right here. Yeah. But yeah, so that goes up next weekend as we record, runs for 3 weeks. So.
Is that pretty much like a straight adaptation?
More or less. So it's based on the stage show, not the movie. So it's a little different.
Oh, okay.
We cut out basically all the songs because no one wants the songs in the Marx Brothers movies. That's not why we're there. So we understand that.
There's no harp solo?
There's no harp solo. No. There's no piano solo. Instead, I play on a guitar and then Harpo follows me on a ukulele, which he thought was funny.
Okay. But oh, that's cool. That sounds like a fun show.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. The two people that I'm Marx Brothering with, basically the guy playing Groucho and the person playing Harpo, I feel like we have good chemistry on stage, so I feel like we're doing pretty well.
Why did you refer to one of them as a guy and the other one as a person?
She goes by they sometimes, but it's also she's playing Harpo, so.
Okay, then.
Mainly because she's very flexible. Ask and they have a very, very elastic face.
Ask a question that shows that I'm picking up on a subtlety and get an answer that shows that I picked up on a subtlety there. Nice.
That's what I was told this podcast is all about.
Patting oneself on the back, yes.
Self-congratulatory.
Is there a Zeppo in the show? I'm not sure I've seen Coconuts.
So Coconuts is the first Marx Brothers movie. That's the one that's like pretty early in sound where they don't really know what they're doing. They don't know how this stage show will translate to film. So there's lots of like weird tentative moments. And for the longest time, the print that was available looked like it had been dragged up and down a driveway. So like when they did a remastered version, maybe even 10 years ago at this point, like it was almost like watching a new film. I was like, wow. I didn't even think the Coconuts could look this good. So basically, Groucho's trying to sell worthless real estate in Florida. And then hijinks happen. There's a Spanish party at one point, Spanish-themed party, where they all sing from Carmen. That's not ringing any bells. I don't know.
Oh, no.
This is the movie that the Wyatt Duck routine is from. So I get to do the Wyatt Duck routine. I will take it from that silence that you don't know what that is.
I do not.
It's a famous Marx Brothers routine. Not to kill the joke, but
they're talking about a viaduct.
See, Doug knows.
Yeah. Oh,
God. Groucho is describing a viaduct, and Chico asks, "Well, why a duck?" And it's interesting watching in the movie. You just like, oh, this is the viaduct routine. But standing on the stage and like doing it, like the first time we did it, I was like, oh, this is a vaudeville routine. Like it had not struck me to what degree that was just a vaudeville routine until we were like on the stage just saying it back and forth to each other. I was like, oh man, like we're like 2 minutes away from just doing a Pat and Mike routine next.
Have you done any other shows that are like vaudevillian?
Not really. Yeah, none really that feel like that setup. I mean, obviously there are shows like that, but I personally have not done any like that. So,
what you're saying is this is kind of a heel turn for you to be a vaudevillain now?
I will acknowledge your attempt at a pun and move on.
How dare you?
How dare you speak to the host that way?
Yeah.
Co-host. So I jumped into the craze. I heard everybody talking about it, so I decided to be a part of it. Everybody's been talking about Slay the Spire 2.
Oh, I just, I kept thinking about it, but...
So I finally took the plunge, and I bought Slay the Spire 1.
Fair. Like might as well.
Let me go check.
You know, I might have it like on Epic Games Studio or something, but this was for the Switch, so...
Oh, well, that's a little bit different then.
Exactly.
But I am curious. Well,
so far, it's entertaining. I'm no good at it, but it's entertaining.
Well, I think the point is that you get good over the course of playing it.
Yeah, but I just like, I don't feel like I know what I'm doing yet. I'm just like, oh, that card seems neat. Ooh, this card seems neat. Ah, what am I going to do with these potions? Let me just get rid of them.
Oh, it's like a card. I still haven't really played any of those. Whenever I see, I'm always like.
Yeah, it's a roguelite deck builder. Like, it's one of the first ones of those I've played, and I've played so many since that it's hard for me to, like, separate that from any other game. Like, I remember it being really good, but it's been years at this point.
Yeah, I don't know why in my head it was a tower defense game, but for the longest time in my head it was a tower defense game, and I was like, I don't want to play that.
Well, because the name implies tower defense, Slay or tower offense.
All right, that makes sense.
And for some reason I thought of it as, like, vertical. Like, you just have to keep going up or something.
Wait, is that not what it is? Are you not just fighting your way up a tower?
Oh, is that what? I mean,
you are fighting your way up a tower, but through the medium of randomly selected cards.
So apparently I don't own Slay the Spire for Epic or Steam, oddly enough.
Well, if you don't have it, then I suspect I don't either.
Just seems like one of those games that I would have picked up along the way. Nope. Closest I can do is Slain, Back from Hell.
Definitely don't have it on Steam, but I might have it on Epic.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, I have so many Epic games that I've...
I shudder to think of all the free Epic games I've passed up because I've refused to open up Epic games.
Wait, really?
Oh, I got it. Where's my password? I'm just going to close this forever.
You could be... Oh, I just have mine set up to remember my password.
Yeah, every so often, though, mine forgets it and I put it back ago. In.
Yeah, it asks you to re-input it, like, every half a year or so. You're missing out on River City Girls.
Oh, I have the limited run copy of that for Switch.
Oh, Payday 2?
I have no counter to that, but, you know, I like to pay more for things as a hobby.
It just doesn't hit the same if you didn't pay to own Eternites.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure that there's, if you look through all the free stuff, are there any, like, I'm not saying that these are my thing, but are there, like, any foot guy games in there?
No, I can tell you with certainty without even looking, no.
Okay, and that's why I don't open up Epic Games. Waste of time.
Closest I can do ya is probably Doki Doki Literature Club Plus.
No, I see The Sims 4 in here.
Oh, a game can have enough flexibility that it becomes a foot guy game.
Like, I own Vampire RPG. Survivors in the Epic Club? Wow.
Oh, you do?
Apparently.
Do I? Like, I have so many games, it's just taking so long to load the list.
What do you have in the Epic library, Charlie?
Oh, I have a total of one game, I believe.
I don't own Vampire Survivors on that. Probably
what one game? On it. What one game do you have?
The one game I have is Viewfinder.
Oh, ooh, I got that game.
Which I was really interested. I've been interested to play that one for a long time. When I saw it was free, I was like, "Oh, I'm going to download the Epic Games launcher and install this." And I played it for a little bit, but
I think I played the first area or something on PlayStation.
Yeah, it was just something about it was just the puzzles were a little bit imprecise, I guess.
Yeah.
Where I just kind of trying to figure out, like, I'd have the right solution. I was just trying to figure out the angle slightly different. And I was like, yeah, okay. As cool as that's the fair. Mechanic was.
It was a cool mechanic. I will admit that. So how is your New Year's resolution going, Charlie?
It's going great. What is it, to not throw up again?
I don't know what it is. You tell me.
Yeah. I didn't have a New Year's resolution exactly. But related to that time I did get sick, I went several days without drinking caffeine. And by the time I was feeling better, I was like, I guess I'm just not drinking caffeine anymore. So wasn't really a New Year's resolution, but.
You don't drink pop anymore?
I drink caffeine-free soda, and not nearly as much of it.
Do they make a caffeine-free Pepsi Max?
They don't. I mean, we're going to lose our sponsorship.
Yeah, no kidding. Paul, you better
wait, drink hold on. Yeah. I need to dig into this a little bit more. So coffee.
Oh, I've never drank coffee. It's way too bitter for me in any form.
Then that's why it was never hard
for you. Hold on.
Exactly.
Hold on.
You didn't escalate 10x.
Rockstar?
No energy drinks.
No Red Bull?
Nope.
No Monster?
No.
What about like...
Well, then how are you going to enjoy the smooth yuzu melon flavor of Lando Norris Monster?
Chuck Norris.
You can't even have the chocolate mint flavored Cliff Bars.
Yeah, can you eat chocolate?
I wasn't aware of that. Okay, I can eat chocolate. All right. Not all tea? Caffeine. All right.
What about tea? Yeah.
I don't think I've had any tea. I don't generally drink tea.
What about iced tea?
Like listening to iced tea?
Guy.
I mean, that's fine still.
What about like Coke?
Yeah, what about Mountain Dew? Do you drink Mountain Dew?
No.
What about Diet Dr. Pepper? There's no caffeine in that. As we re-listen to this, Bran has just punched me in the arm.
Diet Barks must be a gray area then, because it is caffeine-free, but it doesn't say it is.
Wait, what? Does regular Barks have caffeine?
Yeah.
I think regular Barks does, but the,
it's a pretty
the small, zero yeah. sugar version doesn't.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
What about Sprite?
That's Sprite's Sprite fine, yeah.
Caffeine. So you'll drink Sprite?
I would drink Sprite, yeah. Sure.
What pops are you drinking?
I've got like a zero Starry next to me. Just like lemon lime,
that's
mostly.
Sprite Zero. That's off-brand Sprite Zero.
It is. It was on sale.
Yeah, I was drinking Starry earlier in the podcast because it's much cheaper than 7-Up and Sprite.
What about like?
You know what? I'm gonna go refill. I'll be right back.
What about Fresca? Like Fresca's okay.
I do like Fresca. Yes.
Mug Rip Beer.
I don't. Does that have caffeine?
No.
Then there yeah, it'd be fine. It'd be fine if it doesn't. If it doesn't have caffeine, it would be fine. Yeah.
Fanta Zero.
Sure.
5-Hour Energy?
No.
Basically, yeah.
Whatever energy I have when I wake up in the morning, that's all I get until I pass out.
Sorry, I just... I...
Wait, like, so that, until that you pass
so
out?
Viscerally,
so
like,
30 seconds later?
Yeah. Yeah,
like, how do you just not go back to bed every day?
Yeah.
All right, I'm back, and I've got the crisp, clean, refreshing taste of Starry with me.
So I did find a new candy bar.
Oh.
But it's Lent, so I can't have it.
Oh.
But if you want to keep an eye out for Butterfinger French Toast, it's out there.
Huh.
I mean, it's got chocolate, so therefore it's got caffeine, so Charlie can't have it. But
I mean,
liquid caffeine.
Technically,
that's what
caffeine
we'll say.
And chocolate, or is it some other compound that's like kind of has a similar effect on? Adenosine receptors, or adenosine, or however you say it.
Dennis receptor.
Chocolate has a bit of caffeine, yes.
Oh, okay. It's not just the theobromine or whatever. It's like actually caffeine.
You're just saying
makes
words.
Sense. It's like a...
You're just worried about cat health, aren't you? Because I think it's the theobromine bromide. Whatever that is the thing that's bad for cats in chocolate. Maybe dogs.
Yeah, dogs for sure. Oh, yeah. I had to... Chaser ate a bunch of raisins earlier this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which we caught right away that he did. And so
you know,
we,
you're not supposed to feed him that.
But we ran out of dog food.
Here, have some poison.
He's hungry.
He just shoves a box of Sun Made into the blender with some onions and chocolate bars. A few times. It's good.
We called the vet.
Better pour a little grape juice in to thin it out.
And so this is really disgusting sounding to me, but like, so we call the vet, and then they tell us to call, it's like the ASPCA like poison hotline or whatever, and they're like, we're gonna charge you $110, like, do you agree to that before we tell you how to save your pet? And we're like, yes, okay. And
wait, so you're telling us illegal information right now?
Is that so? No, I mean, they didn't. They made us pay after.
We're not paying the money.
Oh, that's right. You're not. So, yeah, this is a hot tip if you want to avoid those fees. I guess what you do is you take hydrogen peroxide and mix it with peanut butter and give it to the dog, and then they'll throw up. And it worked. He threw up, like, right away. Like,
gee, I can't imagine why.
I know. It was like, I didn't even know you could ingest hydrogen peroxide.
You can't. That's why he threw up.
It's food grade, right?
I mean,
anyway, it was pretty horrible.
It tastes terrible, by the way.
And he's doing just fine to finish out the story.
Well, that's good.
But yeah, the problem with raisins, like grapes, dogs won't eat grapes because they try tasting it and they're like, this is not good. But raisins, they can eat a bunch of them and just swallow it whole.
Okay, but a grape whole. A better question would be, why did you have raisins in your house, Charlie?
Because I have children who like raisins.
He had his raisins.
I'm sorry I didn't get. I'm sorry I didn't pick up on that, Doug.
At least thank someone you, Adam. Did. That's why we brought Adam on as a guest.
I just really enjoyed that chortle from Paul. That was a genuine chortle.
It's like it's one of those times where there's enough time between hearing it and laughing at it that I'm like, I already know that this is funnier to me than it should be by any means, but it still happens. It's like it's like a visceral body thing, you know. Very funny.
Sometimes it just hits you just right.
Yeah, that's why Marx Brothers are good at routines. Gobeski Brothers are good at routines. Just setting each other up.
It's not even that funny a routine, but there's one point in the coconuts where Groucho's getting Chico to bid up the properties so that they'll go for more money. Except Chico doesn't understand and keeps bidding himself up. And so at one point he says like 500 and someone else starts bidding is like 600, 700, 800. And so Groucho's like, do I hear 900? And Chico goes, you hear a 9, you hear a 10. And Groucho's like, if I hear 10, you'll hear plenty. And I don't know why, but that's the line that breaks me every time. It's not like that incredible line, but it just hits me just right. That's it. That's the story. What's new in your life, Paul?
I think I finally got the Epic Games launcher fully updated after clicking update. Nope. Nope. It gave me a fifth one. Let's restart an update. One of these
they should really bundle those.
Yeah, like it made me realize that I bought Alan Wake 2 when you can only buy it on the Epic Games launcher. I forgot about that. That was the last time I used it. So a year's is an exaggeration. It's actually the only reason I had it on here.
I have Alan Wake's American Nightmare.
Oh, that's good. I actually finished that.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was my I'm going to play Alan Wake 2 game, and then I didn't end up doing it yet. Too many games, and I'm too hyper-focused on playing Dark Souls 1 over and over again or watching someone else do it.
Oh, I thought maybe you were playing Alan Wake's Australian Nightmare.
Australian Nightmare.
How about you, Charlie? What do you got going on in your life? We never talk these days.
No, we don't.
Probably because I'm only just a guest on this podcast occasionally.
No one ever talks anymore.
I know. Let's see.
They just speak.
Oh, we need to do some planning of when to do recordings because we are going to Tobago on April 10th. Assuming the airports are still running.
Well, why wouldn't they not be?
They'll be running. It's going to take a few extra hours to get through TSA.
And
with the one person who's
partial shutdown or whatever, yeah. I heard.
When 80% of TSA has quit or is calling in.
Exactly. That'll be fun. We're taking that trip with me and Kara and both the kids and Kara's extended family. It'll be a lot of fun.
How long?
10 days. So we leave on the 10th, come back on the 20th. It should be great. A lot of swimming, a lot of sun.
That was 10 years ago, right? That you were there?
That's about right. Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that was the podcast where Tony's suitcase got destroyed.
Oh, was it?
Oh. We were recording the podcast that night because Charlie was about to get on a plane.
Oh, right. And the wounds were just so, they were just too fresh.
Yeah. Because I remember the intro and Tony was just like, Anthony Huff.
Yeah, but we got all our refundable tickets because we were buying them right around, because it's only a few miles from Venezuela. Like, you can literally see Venezuela from the coast. And we're like, oh, huh. I mean, we haven't heard as much about Venezuela in the news recently. I can't imagine why. But
so just to be clear, you're not going to be doing any, like, deep sea fishing boat, you know, trips.
No.
Yeah, maybe stay off the ocean in general in that area.
There was at least some point where they were housing, like, warships in Tobago. Because it's, yeah, that's how close it is. But I don't know. Things seem okay right now. We'll keep checking in on it.
Wow. Cars jinxed that trip.
You might as well buy the trip insurance right now. That price is only going to go up.
So it's been a real banner 7 days for Lost Media, huh?
Yes.
Oh, like what?
On March 13th, they recovered two Doctor Who episodes that had been believed to be lost. First recovery since 2013.
Wow.
Yep. Two episodes of The Daleks' Master Plan, which is a story that should not really exist at all, according to people's current understandings, because no other countries bought it. So there would be fewer copies just floating around. So the fact that they found two episodes from it's pretty incredible. And then today, big announcement for Paul's fandom.
Yes. They found, is it the last missing episode of MST3K, or the only missing episode?
You know, I'm not actually sure.
I don't know exactly either, but I knew, yeah, that there was at least that one.
Three? Is that sound?
K03, meaning the third episode from their
public access.
Their Minnesota public access, or Minneapolis St. Paul public access days. Apparently, someone found a tape at a garage sale or something.
That's what I hear, yeah.
Uploaded it to YouTube. It's in pretty good quality. I watched a little bit of it. The great thing about those early riffs is that there's hardly the riff density is really low in those early episodes. It's kind of like just watching a movie with the silhouettes, and then there's like the occasional comment. More of a realistic riff rather than filling every like gap with, you know, punchy jokes.
Huh. Now I'm realizing that I understand MST3K in theory, but not in practice. Like, I've never seen it.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, like, I've heard about it. I've talked about it. I think I even own a t-shirt that I got at Christmas. Wow.
You're the Chaz the Get Up Kids.
I don't think I've ever seen a single episode of it.
Wow, I wish I could recommend a place to start. Very.
What do you got that's Santa Claus themed?
Oh, what was it? Santa Claus versus
Conquers the Martians?
Yeah, I think they did. I think that was an episode.
Is there anything involving ice cream bunnies?
That I don't know. I'm not actually a super deep expert.
Oh.
But I do. I have seen quite a few episodes.
But I mean, I guess it's possible. This information is probably out there that the public access stuff was just like, yeah, riffing as they went along, one take sort of thing. But I think as things went along, it was certainly like written.
Yeah, there was a lot more writing that went into it once they actually hit cable.
But doesn't necessarily feel that way. Like, there would be no way you could riff that quickly, but it's, yeah.
That was one thing I actually found. I think it was when I first watched the new, the Netflix, like, reboot. I was like, this is really good and very funny, but it's almost like too riff dense.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know, you hardly have time to laugh, you know.
Also, apparently you're looking for season 3, episode 21, Doug.
Is that Santa Claus and the Ice Cream Bunny or something?
Close enough.
I mean, you could also just turn on the Pluto TV station.
Yeah.
Whatever's on it.
I'd have to download Pluto TV for that.
That?
No, because I removed it to free up space. On the
What do you watch when you don't know what you want to watch? You watch Pluto TV.
X-Files?
Yeah, on Pluto TV.
try to figure out where I left off in my collection of the X-Files.
Oh, okay.
Pop in, try to hope I pop in the correct disc. Start watching, and I'm like, do I remember this? And I'm like, I guess I don't. But does that mean that I skipped something? And then I have to put the previous disc in and check and verify that, no, I do remember this. I remember the last episode on this one. Okay, so I guess we can swap them back.
You gotta do the system where You line up all the discs to look right, except the one you're on. You spin 90 degrees.
Really?
And then you're like, all right, I know I was on this disc at least.
Wow, that's quite the physical media life hack.
Yeah.
That's what people come to the Gobesky-Wallace report for.
As long as it's not a certain type of case, and you pick it up and do like that quick twist, and you hear it go like...
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah. Sometimes you'll get just spinners.
Plastic ones. You know, that makes me think... So I saw... I watched some YouTube video of like kind of a DIY maker type person who was like, I'm making this cool sort of just like a second screen, and they did all kinds of elaborate things, downloaded a bunch of TV shows and like set it up to like play them like randomly. And they're like, see, now I don't, you know, spend a bunch of time picking what to watch or doom scroll it when I have 10 minutes. I just watch what's playing. And like the top comment was the children yearn for cable TV.
Did you guys know that there's a MST3K episode for Dr. Mordred?
Yes, oh. I know that because I was watching Pluto TV. And I switched the channel and it was like the last 5 minutes of it.
Right, it was like, oh, we gotta watch the plain one. We gotta watch the vanilla one. I wonder how many.
The OG?
Yeah, which, that makes me wonder what MST3K riffs I've seen, that I've even seen the unriffed version. Because some of them are pretty, you know, like, don't think I've watched, like, This Island Earth.
Yeah, we should do that for the shuffle at some point.
That is a good one. And that might be, that was my introduction to the show, was MST3K the movie.
What if we did This Island Earth, and then the next one was MST3K the movie?
That's all, it's all sci-fi.
That's right.
That is the nice thing about MST3K, is that it is sci-fi itself. You know, so we could totally watch mostly a sword and sandals movie, but MST3K. I guess it would be a TV episode though, so it wouldn't count.
Yeah, you'd have to do the movie one.
Wait, hold on.
That would be kind of funny, just because I would want Kevin to experience it.
Well, I think that about wraps it up for another edition of the Gobesky Wallace Report. My name's Charlie Wallace.
And I'm Doug Gobesky. Joining us tonight were our two wonderful guests, Adam Gobesky.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here. I had a blast. It was a good time.
And Paul Wilcox.
I was also here, and I also enjoyed myself.
Hey, this is a family show.
I'm a little secret. I'm always enjoying myself.
Really, you want that on the record?
You know, it's important to enjoy your own company.
I'm going
to
take the Afro Man defense and say, do you really think this seems like a guy who would
say? Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. Make sure to check out GobeskyWallaceReport.com.
We've got lots of exciting opportunities for you to entertain yourself there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about job opportunities.
The job opportunities we have don't pay, so they're really more of unpaid internships. And you can follow us on Twitter, @GWReport, and you can like us on Facebook. So if you're looking for an internship, talk to Charlie.
An unpaid internship that gives no letter of recommendation. Just the satisfaction of a job well done.
But you can stay at Charlie's house.
All right.
Oh, man. We're going to have to cut this whole segment.
Yeah.
Yep.
We just painted the entire thing.
Guess that's what happens when Doug hosts.
Actually, does that mean the Doug can just say we're keeping it all? Is that how it
goes? Yes. Final say.
Nope.
My show, my rules.